This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Toronto Star supporting ACORN's Digital Access Opportunity Campaign. In a Canada-wide day of action, ACORN used the occasion of children heading back to school to hit the major monopoly internet companies there, demanding low-cost access to the internet. The Toronto Star editorially supported the campaign, and her arguments were excellent, which I'll share. Breaking down the digital divide for lower-income families. Major broadband carriers can play a role in breaking down socioeconomic barriers in education. A lot of time, study, and money has been spent making sure lower-income kids receive a good education. But a new barrier threatens to divide the haves from the have-nots at school and later on in their careers. It's a lack of access to home computers and affordable, fast connections to the internet. In 2012, almost 98% of the top-income households were connected to the internet, compared to only 58% of those earning less than $30,000. A home computer and internet connection may sound like a luxury, but study after study shows it's a necessity to help kids from lower-income families keep up at school. Pew Research, a leading U.S. think tank, found that 56% of teachers face a major challenge incorporating more digital tools into their teaching because of low-income kids' lack of access. And 84% of teachers agree digital technologies are leading to greater disparities between affluent and disadvantaged schools and districts. A London School of Economics study found providing home internet access to low-income households closes the gap in use, potentially reducing disadvantage. It also found kids who have internet access at home spend more time online, providing them with higher levels of online skills and self-efficacy. Interestingly, home computers may also keep kids out of trouble. A PCs for People study found kids who can connect to the internet at home were 6 to 8% more likely to graduate from high school than those who couldn't. Why? Simply by giving them something constructive to do that engages their interest. It's a source of entertainment as well as an educational opportunity. All of this is why ACORN Canada, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, which represents low and moderate income families, is holding back-to-school actions across the country this coming week. Plans include setting up fake internet cafes outside Bell Canada offices in Toronto and forming a lineup from the Ottawa Public Library to Parliament Hill with three goals in mind. The first is to highlight the problem. The second is to ask the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission to invest in breaking down the digital divide for low-income kids, as they recently did for rural Canadians. The pressure broadband providers to create $10 a month internet connection packages for low-income families. It's not a pipe dream. Rogers Communications, to its credit, rolled out a $10 connection program in 2013 for 58,000 low-income families living in Toronto community housing. Educators are stepping in, too. Peel District School Board, for example, partnered with computer companies to provide low-cost tablets and refurbished computers to low-income families and now is reaching out to internet providers to level the playing field. That's because teachers recognize libraries can't fill the gap. Ashley Morris, a single mom of a 7-year-old Owen and 2-year-old Charlotte, proves the point. When Owen has homework to do, she lugs both the kids to the library through a not-great neighborhood at night. Even then, Owen may have to line up to use a computer, and it doesn't give him time for other creative activities. Using computers is not just about homework, but about a growing experience with using technology and supporting learning in other ways, says Heather Mathis, the acting director of Toronto Branch Libraries. ACORN's protest should prompt Canada's major internet connectors, companies such as Rogers, Bell, TELUS, and TechSavvy, to work out programs for low-income families to narrow the digital divide. It's not just an investment in young people, but one in Canada's future economic competitiveness. Let's get our kids connected, all of them. The same thing can be said in the U.S. and many other countries. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.